Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Nicholas Mancini, currently the pastor of Sacred Heart of Mary Parish in Louisville. And he's also the spiritual director for us here at Living Bread Radio. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, today we're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. And we've been going through the Ten Commandments, and today we're going to cover the fifth commandment, you shall not kill. So question 378 asks, why is it not permissible to take one's own life or the lives of others?
I think when we look at this fifth commandment, we have to go to Matthew. And I'd like to begin with that because I think it's a good starting point. Matthew 21:22. You have heard that it was said to the men of old, you shall not kill. And whoever kills shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Now, let's take a look at this. God alone is Lord over life and death. I want to repeat that. God alone is Lord over life and death. Except in the case of legitimate self-defense of oneself or another, no one may kill another human being. An attack on life is a sacrilege committed against God. Human life is sacred. This means that it belongs to God. It is His property. Even our own life is only entrusted to us. God Himself has given us the gift of life. Only He may take it back from us. The book of Exodus, translated literally, says, you shall not murder. And we find that in Exodus 20:13.
So when God gives us the gift of life, it's actually not even ours to keep, but it's ours to entrust or ours to utilize. But then, in essence, at the end of our life, we give ourselves and our life back to God. God takes it back.
Right. He is the extreme author of life. And as we pointed out in the segment on the fourth commandment, the family, husbands and wives share in the work of procreation through conjugal love. Now, that then in respect gives then the body a dignity, because God, who is the author of life and death, He alone can tell us when He wants us. In other words, when God made us, He knows our very being. He knows us. He calls us by name. And He knows when He wants us to come home to Him. I think when we look at this commandment, we look at the Vatican instruction, Dominum Verte, 1987. No one can, under any circumstance, claim for himself the right directly to destroy an innocent human being. Okay? So thus, we look at this, and we see there, as we pointed out in the book of Exodus, you shall not murder.
So what sorts of attack on human life are forbidden by the fifth commandment, Father?
All right, let's take a very good look at this. Murder and acting as an let's say, a violent force. And we see this in our society. Okay? Murder has become a violent force, and it is a violent force in society. Killing unarmed civilians during a war is forbidden. The abortion of a human being from the moment of conception on is forbidden. Suicide, self-manipulation, self-destructive behavior are forbidden. Euthanasia, killing the handicapped, the sick, and the dying is also forbidden. We see the innocent lives in this 21st century that have been taken in school shootings, movie theaters, shopping malls, business places, all of this, even in some churches. That, you know, it's not a respect anymore for the dignity of human life. And we see that murder has becoming more and more prominent in our 21st century.
Well, it's starting to be portrayed as an act of mercy. There's actually, I believe, four or five states here in the United States where it's legal to assist in the suicide of someone and commit murder. They call it euthanasia, or they put other sugar-coated names.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, you brought up a good issue here. Today, people often try to get around that fifth commandment with seemingly humane arguments. You just pointed it out. But neither euthanasia nor abortion is a humane solution. That is why the church is perfectly clear on these questions. Whoever participates in an abortion, forces a woman to undergo an abortion, or merely advises her to do so, is automatically excommunicated. Just as with other crimes against human life. And, you know, we must look at this very, very carefully. And when we take a human life, such as an innocent baby, I mean, who would even think of harming a little child? We go back into the scriptures. Go back in the Old Testament, when Pharaoh heard about the deliverer for the Hebrews, what did he do? He dispatched his troops to slaughter the firstborn male children of Israel so that this deliverer might be silenced or would not come to power or whatever. The same thing when Moses, you know, heard about his stepbrother's action in one of the plagues. Let the firstborn children of Israel die, beginning with the house of Moses. He brought a curse on himself, and his son died, Pharaoh's son.
Right.
And, you know, and we look at these things, and we've got to see in the scripture the lessons that were learned. And look at the, you know, in the New Testament, Herod's action against the newborn Christ. Let the firstborn male children of Israel die. He slaughtered the innocent babies. And, you know, murder was seen as an action of, you know, a threat. Someone's threatening me, so I have to eliminate them. No, God himself is the author of life and death.
This is one of the reasons, Father, I'm so proud to be a Catholic, because the Catholic Church has been unwavering in her defense of human life, the sacredness of human life, whether it be in the womb or whether it be a elderly person at near the end of their life. The church has always stood up for the sacredness and the dignity of human life.
Right. And the dignity of human life is the beauty of that God-given breath, that soul within us.
Even someone who's committed a capital crime. Question 381 asks, why is the church opposed to capital punishment?
The church is committed to opposing the death penalty because it is both cruel and unnecessary. Pope John Paul II, of blessed memory, spoke of this on January 27, 1999. Every legitimate state has the principle, the right, to punish crime appropriately. Now, the Pope does not say that the use of the death penalty is in every respect an unacceptable and illegitimate punishment. To take the life of a criminal is an extreme measure to which the state should resort only in cases of absolute necessity. This necessity arises when the only way to protect human society is by killing the convicted criminal. But such cases, says Blessed John Paul II, are very rare. And we want to point that out. Are very rare. If not particularly non-extinct. He makes that very, very definitive.
And I've seen some of the cases that they show on TV quite often, the families of the victim of, say, a murder. And the people say they will never forgive this person.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are opportunities of grace where, for example, when we pray the Our Father, we ask our Heavenly Father to forgive us as we forgive others. So even if we've been wronged terribly, where maybe a loved one's been murdered,
mm-hmm.
for no apparent reason or for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. We need to unconditionally forgive others because God is ultimately the judge of not only our souls, but of every soul.
Correct. And you know, you brought up a good point. Can we ever forget, after the assassination attempt on Blessed John Paul II, what he did? He went to the prison to the man who attempted to kill him, embraced him, sat with him, and forgave him.
And they prayed together, too.
Yes. And that famous picture, I think, sets the stage for us today. Because every now and then you'll see that picture on EWTN come up. The embracement of Blessed John Paul II with Aliaja, and his hands on him and their heads bowed, or the loving embrace, an act of forgiveness and kindness.
Beautifully said, Father. Well, we're going through the Ten Commandments, and the Church teaches that the Ten Commandments are as relevant today as they were 1,000 and 2,000 and 3,000 years ago.
Yes.
We've been talking about the Fifth Commandment, You Shall Not Kill, with Father Mancini, as we go through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. Thanks for being with us this morning, Father Mancini.
You're welcome, Tim.
And thank you, listeners, for being with us today as we try and explain the Catechism and the teachings of the Catholic Church. This is your host, Tim Perry. Until next time, may God bless you and yours. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.